Well, we find ourselves somehow at Saturday yet again. Today is December 9th, 2023. It's about 15 minutes after noon. I am Captain Josh Olive, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Frank's. We are seated deep within the heart of the bustling world headquarters of Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique here in Charlotte Harbor. And we're here specifically because we're offering you a place-by-place fishing report. Did I get it covered, Robert?
I think so.
Anything you'd like to add to the intro?
No, that was pretty long-winded enough.
Okay, then we'll just go ahead and get started with whatever the man knows about the fishing that's been happening in the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Okay, redfish are starting to show up a little bit better numbers. They're out in 4 to 6 feet of water in some of the deeper bends and cuts, mostly on shrimp. A couple of them have been caught on paddle tails or shad tails. They're also getting a few underneath the docks, but the ones underneath the docks are smaller. A lot of little snook up there. And that's from Harbor Heights up to basically the Navigator, which is now open again.
Yes, it is.
I think they opened up 2 weeks ago or something.
And I have not been because, from all the reports, they have been super, super busy.
Big surprise there. And then they're still getting a lot of Mayan cichlids and some mangrove snappers. Especially working your way up Shell Creek all the way up to the dam. And then they are looking at a few juvenile tarpon, but nobody's catching them. They're just staring at them mostly.
I'm tired of writing juvenile tarpon.
Okay, then don't write it down. Let them listen. You know, why not? But they are getting a few, you know, seeing them. But that's about it up there.
Right. Okay.
Definitely that cool weather last week, well, cold weather personally, last week helped accelerate that with moving some of those fish up there. Or at least get them to cooperate to chew a little bit better.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And we're looking at, almost no river flow at this point.
What'd you say, 1.2 or something like that?
The height in Arcadia, I think, was 1.6 feet.
Right.
180 cubic feet per second, which is nothing.
Yeah.
I was barely moving.
Yeah. You wouldn't even notice it.
Nope. Especially not where it gets all wide down there around Harbor Heights.
Right.
So that means a lot more of your influence is coming from tidal flow, which means you're much more likely to see water flowing upstream than downstream. as weird as that may seem when you're sitting on a river.
Yeah, that confuses people.
But that's where we're at. Dars Park Boat Ramp and I-75 Bridges.
I've got nothing for there.
Okay, the 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
Same thing there, too. I didn't get any reports this past week from either of those locations.
The Bayshore Pier.
That one was a terrible report. A guy caught some catfish and a small baby bull shark in 2 days of fishing out there, 2 different days of fishing out there.
Did he have the first clue how to fish?
He does. He actually fishes down there regularly, so.
Okay, that's an important question. Now that we've answered that, we'll stop talking about that. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Nice. Well, let's see. Some small snook. A couple of trout were caught off there. They were smaller trout. And some small mangrove snapper.
Okay, so small snook, smaller trout, and even smaller mangrove snapper.
Yes. Lots of small fish. If you just want some place to hang out and possibly get a nibble, but more or less just enjoy yourself, that's where you go.
Probably some nice big catfish down there.
Probably. Probably so.
Soak a chunk of squid. See how many we can find.
Right.
All right, that brings us already to the Port Charlotte Canal, Salt and Brackish.
Oh, let's see. Jacks. Lots of small snook, a few sheep's head, more seeing them, catching them, but they're catching a few. Mayan cichlids, mangrove snapper, And they are seeing a few black drum, but I haven't heard of really anybody catching any. There must have been a couple behind the house the other night, because there was a couple guys fishing from the bridge, on both sides of the bridge, no less. So they were yelling back and forth to each other.
Right.
At like, I don't know, 10:30 at night. It's like, really, guys? Why don't you go sit next to each other and have your conversation?
No. That's silly.
I know.
You don't tell them what to do.
But it was like a weekday at like 10:30 at night. You know, and they don't realize how much your voices travel across the canals.
Do you want to mention juvenile tarpon here also? Or are there none to mention?
There's been a few around, but nothing like where people are like, oh my gosh, how do I catch these? So, just your typical.
I dig. And we're at the point now where there's salt water further up the canals rather than brackish water.
Right.
So, we're getting saltier by the day here in the upper harbor. And that, of course, is going to affect the canals. So, a lot of those brackish fish, like the sandbrim that we've had around all summer long, are going to be pushing further up into the backs of those canals looking for fresher water.
That's why people are asking, what about these commercial fishermen? Because they've been coming into those farther back canals fishing for them.
Yep.
I've never seen them back here before. This is the time of year you do.
Yep.
And there's also been some mullet fishermen out there, too.
Yeah, and it won't last forever. I mean, even way in the back, those canals run out of brackish and get saltier, so those sandbrim will pack it up and take the long, hard swim through salty salt water to go up the rivers.
Right.
Because that's really where they want to be.
Yeah.
Okay, brings us to the El Jobin Pier.
El Jobin Piers, let's see, at nighttime they're still catching some catch-and-release snook. Haven't heard of any big ones, but they have been around. There's been a few trout, but not any size that I've heard of, or numbers. But that's a good sign that the water temperature's cooling down, if they were starting to catch a few anyway. And then some mangrove snapper. No sheep's head yet. I haven't heard of any black drum this week, so not sure what's going on there.
Okay, the mangrove snapper also dinks?
There have been a couple legal-sized ones, but they're barely legal. I mean, barely 10 inches. So yeah, mostly dinks.
Okay. And why are there no sheep's head, Robert? We had a couple cold nights.
Uh-huh. That's all it takes, just two cold nights, and they automatically just appear. So, no. And we're almost out of fiddler crabs right now. They're down to a couple dozen back there.
I see.
And it could be a minute before we get more in.
So you're saying that when you get more fiddler crabs in, that's when the sheep's head will show up?
Nope. That's just when people think they have to have bait, have to have those fiddlers to catch them.
Well, you know, mangrove snapper eat fiddlers, too.
Yes, they do.
They're more than happy to eat them.
So do snook.
Yep. I have not caught a trout on one.
I honestly haven't tried. I haven't tried putting one under a popping cork to see what happens.
I bet they'll take it.
I'm sure they would.
If the puffers don't get to it first.
Yeah.
Which right now the puffers would definitely get to it first.
Right. Oh, I'm sure they would eat it, though.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Let's see. Right at the northern end of the Myakka cutoff. Been quite a few snook of small sizes. And also a few trout starting to show up there, too. Mostly small still, but they're showing up there. A couple of guys in here that got chased off by the duck hunters. So they actually moved way up in there and got a few.
Right.
Yeah. The one guy said it freaked him out. He wasn't expecting that coming around the corner.
Well, of course.
Okay. Well,
very few people expect to see duck hunters out there on the harbor.
It's funny when shotguns come out of a fake floating reeds.
That was the idea. It's supposed to be a surprise. That's how it gets ducks. So.
Yeah, except for the guy that's standing out there on the bow of his boat with a fishing rod in his hands has them fly right over his head.
So you get a little lead rains down on you.
Eh. I think the duck hunters would do better if they stood out there like fishermen.
Right? I think I agree with you. Is it lead or is it bismuth? I think you have to use non-toxic shot for waterfowl.
I don't know if you do anymore in Florida.
I thought it was federal.
Is it?
I thought it was. I'm not sure. Hey, you know what? I'm not a duck hunter.
I don't know. Neither am I. No desire.
No.
Doves taste better.
Okay.
Just saying. If I was going to shoot any bird with a gun, it'd be the doves. They taste better.
It's a lot of work. You know, they sell chickens right at the store.
I know they do.
South Gulf Cove canals.
But they're free range.
Okay. If I want free range chickens, I'll go out to my aunt's. You've tasted free range chickens, right?
Uh-huh. They taste like crap.
They do. I'd much rather eat the raised in the feedlot chicken.
Yep. So, South Gulf Cove.
That's where we are.
Mayan cichlids. Tilapia. A few snook. Let's see. What else did he tell me that he's been hooking back there? Jeez. That hybrid bass.
Yeah, sunshine bass. What in the heck was a sunshine bass doing back there?
How crazy was that? What else? Yeah, that's about it that I can think of off the top of my head. But yeah, that was pretty crazy seeing that picture when he showed me that. I'm like, yeah, it's definitely a striper kind of something.
Yep.
So, definitely unusual.
I don't know who's stocking sunshine bass back in there, but...
The same people that go over and steal peacocks to bring over here and let them go to hope for the best.
Yeah, but the question is, did they actually stock fingerlings in there, or did somebody just happen to catch some sunshine bass and bring them in and take them there? Because they're sterile. They don't breed. They can't spawn.
Right.
So, it's a put-and-take fishery.
Right. Well, who knows? Probably both. They probably brought some fingerlings with them and brought over a couple. Who knows?
Looney Tunes. And hey, by the way, if you're one of that crowd who likes to carry peacock bass around or clown knife fish or whatever other non-native species get dragged and dropped into other places, just be aware that that's completely illegal.
Absolutely.
You're not allowed to take non-native fish from one body of water and put them in another body of water. In fact, once you take possession of that non-native species, as in you put it in a bucket or you put it in your live well, you then can't release it legally. So you can catch it and release it right away, same water where you caught it, but if you were, say, at the confluence of two canals and there was a piece of concrete in between them, you can't catch it in one canal and then drop it in the other.
Right.
You know, and this might seem like silly regulations to you, but look at all the non-native fish that we have here in Florida. This is part of how they got there in the first place.
Non-native wildlife, period.
And it causes all kinds of environmental problems, which, yeah, you might say that, well, Florida's already screwed in regards to that, but let's not make it any worse, okay?
Right. Why add to it?
Yeah. You go get some leopards, release those out here, see what happens. Maybe they'll eat the pythons.
Maybe.
Right?
They could.
Remember the old woman who swallowed the fly?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps she'll die.
Possibly.
The West Wall.
A lot of redfish over there. There's actually been a couple of schools over there, too. Like, loose schools of, like, 20, 30 redfish. Cruising the bar and along the shoreline. But mostly singles and doubles under the bushes in the mouths of the creeks. And let's see what else. They're getting some small peanut snook. There has been a few trout.
Hold on here. See...
I know.
You're doing it again.
Blah, 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 blah.
The thing with the stuff. All right, so the snook?
A lot of small snook. I haven't heard of any big snook. They're all under the bushes. And then they got the trout on top of the bar and on the outside edge of the bar in about 3 feet of water. Most of those have been small, but there has been a couple of keeper size. Guy did see a cobia cruising across the bar, couldn't get it to chew. He guessed it might have been legal, but he said it was questionable. But he said it didn't really matter anyway because it didn't chew.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it over there.
Okay. Have we heard about any lizard fish up there?
No.
Okay.
The next spot, yes.
I'm just asking.
Because
to see how far up the invasion is going.
Right.
The K-Pays Bar.
Lizard fish.
Okay.
And puffers. And flipper. I guess there was a small school of redfish that moved across there the other day, and flipper chased them out. And then Carl posted a video of wherever he's been fishing with them blowing out his redfish. Did you see that one?
I did. Yep.
That was pretty aggravating and yet funny at the same time. He's mostly been fishing down south, I think, down on Pine Island. What else we got going over there? Small trout, a couple of bonnet heads. Yeah, that's it. Because, I mean, the last Spanish mackerel I heard of was over there, like, last Sunday, Monday, before that front came through. So, I'm sure they're still there, but haven't heard anything since that.
Okay. Brings us to Turtle and Bull Bay.
Oh, let's see. A lot of redfish.
Schooling here also?
There's been a couple schools in there. There's been a lot of redfish around the mullet. So you're seeing a lot of mullet balling up in there. And so the redfish have been following them. Most of the guys are catching them on shrimp, pinfish, and cut bait.
No artificials?
I haven't heard much about the artificials in there. Most of the guys in there that are fishing there, most of them are trout fishermen and then occasionally fishing the bushes that I'm getting these reports from. So they're also catching a lot of trout in there, along with the puffers and lizard fish. But Ron, who was just in here, he said that there's a whole lot of trout. He said he's getting a lot of the 15, 16s and some 17 and 18 inch fish. He isn't keeping anything unless it's 18 inches himself. But he said he's been getting a lot of legal size fish.
Okay.
Not too bad in there.
And lizard fish and puffers.
Oh yeah. Plenty of those.
Okie dokie. Did we say snook? Did I hear snook?
I thought I said snook.
You might have while I was typing something else.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Little guys?
All little guys, yeah. Nothing special, just incidental bycatch. Did you get your jacket hanging off the back there?
I got it, yeah. Put it in the car, thanks.
Uh-huh.
350. Okay. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Oh. Okay. So, out there, some Spanish mackerel. Some very short mangrove snapper. And a couple of black-nosed sharks. A guy did hook a bull shark off a Danger Reef. He's pretty sure it was bull shark. He wasn't 100% sure. He was just happy he caught it and got the hook out. About 4-footer.
Okay.
So, but it was his second shark. His first shark was a bonnet head, I think, a week or two ago. So he was pretty happy.
No sheep's head?
Haven't heard of him. Nope. It wouldn't surprise me if they're there, but nothing to report on those.
Settle down. I'm just asking. Stop yelling at me, okay?
Jeez.
Gasparilla sound.
So demanding. Let's see. A lot of trout. A lot of puffer fish. Lizard fish, of course.
You see any photos of the rabbit fish?
I think it was Tammy that posted one a couple weeks ago or last week.
This week. And then there was another one posted out on one of the flats.
Really?
Somewhere here in the harbor.
Huh. No, I saw the one that Tammy posted.
Yeah, she said it was chasing a southern puffer.
That wouldn't surprise me.
So, well, I mean, they're just puffers.
Yeah.
Puffers are full of hate, so why not? Right.
And they'll eat each other. They don't care.
Yeah, oh yeah. Puffer will kill a puffer.
In a heartbeat.
They don't care.
Yeah. Nope. That'd be cool to catch one.
Mm-hmm.
It would be super cool to catch one, actually.
Or we could make a movie about cannibal puffers.
Mm. Puffernado?
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I take it back.
Doink!
All right.
Bouncing off of everybody.
Gasparilla sound.
Oh, there's a spiny
one. Gasparilla
like
sound.
A big mace.
Trout, puffers, lizard fish. What else is out here? Sorry
fish.
I mentioned it. What an idiot.
Yeah, gotta have fun with it. Ladyfish. Spanish mackerel, and those are all out in that 3 to 7 feet of water range. And then you've got redfish, snook, and sheep's head cruising along the edges of the mangroves and kind of at the mouths of like Widden Creek, Catfish Creek. there's also been a few sheep's head out there on that oyster patch right kind of by Sandfly. And I'm thinking that's about it. If I go by Mike's report, but he caught those blacknose over there, didn't he? What he said this morning?
Yeah.
So some blacknose sharks over in that vicinity. How long that'll last, I don't know. I think that'll last less than the tarpon will.
Any time between 2 days ago and another month.
Right. There you go. I like that. It's a good tell.
I mean, it's just the truth. So, the Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek pier, and, of course, Gasparilla Pass.
Okay. So, sheep's head is definitely the primary targeted species throughout that whole area, under the docks, up against the trestle. And let's see, what else have they been catching? A guy did catch a couple pompano over there by Little Pass, underneath the docks, or next to the docks. Been a few Spanish mackerel coming through there. Been a lot of snook at night. Well, I guess I don't know now, because that was, I think, last Sunday or Monday when I heard that. So let me back off of that.
Sounds like an old report.
Yeah, it was either Sunday or Monday. I know it was before this front came through, so I can't say for sure. That's about it.
Okay. No more sharks? We had sharks from the pier in the last report.
Yeah, no reports from that.
Okay.
Well, the kid Ryan, he did catch one the other night, but he was going out.
Too late. I already moved on. Lemon Bay.
Okay, move on. Jeez.
Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park.
Stump Pass, Indian Mound Park, and which one?
Lemon Bay? Lemon Bay Park.
No.
Also, the inside of Blind Pass Beach State Park.
Gotcha.
The Minnesota Bridge.
Yeah.
Literally any place on Lemon Bay that is not the Anger Pier.
Okay. Trout, lizard fish, puffer fish, pinfish.
You're making it sound great.
It's quality.
What else do you have?
There has been some...
Got some sea robins out there, too? Oh,
not
boy.
Not that I've heard of. There has been some sheep's head up around the Tom Adams Bridge.
Well, that's right next to the Anger Pier. I'm going to wait for that.
Jeez, you said anything but. Now you're changing the rules?
If I can cast to it, it's the same spot, okay? And I really can cast to the Tom Adams Bridge from the Anger Pier, okay? It's not like Mike casting one jetty to the other, okay? We don't need a challenge for this.
No, we don't. That's funny. That's good stuff. I haven't heard of anything else. Nothing else.
Okay, then that's all I'll put. Now, the Anger Pier and the Tom Adams Bridge, which is next to it. What do we have from there?
Nothing. No reports.
Just said. Son of a... I got a hairbrush here, and I'll put you over my knee.
Nice. I like that. That's good. Oh, let's see some sheep's head on the bridge. Most of them are around the bunks in the middle. Not a lot, but good quality fish. The guy showed me a picture of one. I think he said it was 18 and a half inches or 19 and a half inches. I forget. But he had a couple of pretty good chunky fish.
Okay.
And that's it.
And there must be some around the pier, too.
I'm sure
there is. If
they're
there at the bunks of the bridge, there's no question that they're at the pier.
They should be.
Just people are keeping their mouths shut about it, trying to keep it a secret, like nobody's going to know
the
place where sheep's head show up this time of year.
The pier's 50 feet long, so it's kind of difficult. You get blocked pretty easy.
The place where they show up every year this time of year, nobody say anything this time.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Oh, let's see, we got mostly sheep's head on all the nearshore reefs from 2 miles to 10 miles. There's been a few flounder out there also. And then from 15 to 20 miles, we're getting a few lanes, mangroves, grunts, snappers, or grunts, porgies. I haven't heard of any sheep's head out that far, but I'm sure there's a few there, but they seem to like the closer reefs
So how far are we going for our grunts and porkies?
15 to 20 miles. 50 to 60 feet, kind of, that range. There has been some Spanish and some king mackerel out there.
50 to 60 feet?
They've actually been getting them as close as, like, right up against the beach. Out to that 60 feet of water. Just nobody else is running out farther than that, really, because of the, A, the weather, B, with grouper clothes, they just kind of scoff at catching little peasant fish. Don't know why that is. Those little fish taste a lot better than those grouper.
Have fewer parasites, too.
Exactly. Just in general, all around better. You want them to tug, use a lighter rod and reel and have a good time with it. You can pretend it's a grouper on a light rod and reel.
Yeah. You sure can. You get one of them ice fishing rods.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. That'd be a good time.
It is a good time. It's fun. We did that on one of the headboats out of the Keys.
Yeah?
Well, you know you're not going to catch anything big on those headboats.
Right.
So we just dropped down to the little rods. Had a good time.
That's funny.
All right. Sheep's head, flounder, mangrove slanes, grunts, porgies, Spanish kings. Anything else?
Nope. That's pretty much all I've heard of.
Okay. The Venice jetties and the Venice pier. The south jetty is still closed and will be until probably March or April. That includes Humphreys Park. So
yep.
We're basically talking about the north Venice jetty and the Venice pier.
Okay. Sheep's head off the jetties. That's all I've heard about there. And then over at the pier, they're getting some Spanish mackerel. Blue runners. They did catch a couple kings there over the weekend last. Because I didn't get that report until Sunday. But I guess there's still a lot of people out there fishing. With their big trolley rigs. So I'm guessing they're probably still catching a few off of it. Couple of sharks. And that's about it. Not much else going on there.
Okay. The Redfish Pass.
Got nothing.
Captiva Pass.
Some trout just on the inside. Some mangrove snapper, a couple of Spanish mackerel, and that's it, besides some way undersized gag and red grouper. But the guy caught those trout literally just on the inside.
It's hard to type this, because if you say just inside the pass, that makes it sound like it's actually happening inside the pass.
Oh, okay. So, well, he was
on
just
the
on the inside,
inside of.
Yeah, like the intercoastal right on the inside.
ICW. That's not how you spell ICW. ICW. Just on the inside of the pass. Mangrove snapper and Spanish mackerel. Okay. That works. There we go. Okay. Are you done with your high-level consultation, or you're going to carry on with that? Okay, well, Robert's just going to carry on with that. I should pause. Are you done with your high-level consultation over there, sir?
Yes.
Does that mean you're prepared to carry on with this report?
I guess so.
Okay, we are at Boca Grande Pass.
Why do we have to be there?
Well, that was the next spot. Is there someplace else you'd rather be? I'm happy to go wherever.
Wow.
Now you never take me anywhere anymore, Robert.
I'm sorry. It's just relationship's been too long. Shine wore off the chandelier, I guess. Although we do need to go snake hunting or lizard hunting one
something.
Of these days. It's been a minute since we've done that.
Yeah. Well, there is that the meteor shower that's supposed to happen this week.
Yeah. 13th and 14th, I believe, is the peak.
Yeah, but they said you got to be out there before dawn.
Yeah. You'll still be sleeping at that
point. That's early.
I'll be awake. You'll be sleeping.
Yep.
Let's see.
In our own respective houses, by the way, in case any of you are actually wondering.
You with your
Jeez.
Wife, mine with me with mine.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Come on. Recognize the joke when you hear it. Quit sitting there wondering. Boca Grande Pass.
Spanish mackerel, some bluefish, a lot of mangrove snapper, mostly small. Red grouper, small. There has been a lot of tarpon in there, not chewing very well, but there's definitely fishable fish in there.
Now hold on, how did we get to having lots of tarpon in Boca Grande Pass?
There's a lot of them in there.
What changed? There wasn't a lot of them in there last week.
Well, I think it's fish that are dumping out of the harbor with that cold snap, and the combination of them leaving Tampa and Sarasota too, and they're coming through this way on their way south. Because I've had one, two, three, four different reports of the tarpon out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And how many people are hooking them?
Two of the four.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those two, I believe, snagged him because he was dropping vertical jigs.
Uh-huh.
So I'm guessing that was his issue because he actually hooked like four or five in the 2 hours while Carl was out there and couldn't get anything.
Carl who?
Butigan. Carl.
Not everybody listens every week, so.
I know.
You know?
They can call and say, who's Carl?
They could, but they're not going to.
Okay. Well, they could try calling him, but he won't answer.
He doesn't listen to this report, so I guess you can go ahead and burn him. Why not?
No, I'd say that right to him. Got no problem with that.
All right. So there's tarpon out there. Your likelihood of actually hooking a tarpon is low. Your likelihood of landing it, if you hook it, pretty good, though, because
pretty
there's
good.
Not a whole lot of sharks out there wrecking them or anything.
Nope, no sharks and no people. You don't have to worry too much about getting tangled either. So, I mean, me personally, if I had the chance to go fishing today or tomorrow, that's where I would be going.
And how long do you expect them to stay around?
2 days ago to a month.
Yeah, more like the 2 days ago, too.
Yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they were here at least until the end of the month, but this next cold snap might really shift things.
Well, and a lot of it will be numbers, too.
Yeah.
You know, having a bunch of them show up in there means that's fish that's on the move.
Yeah.
They're probably going to continue to be on the move.
Absolutely. They got to go down to the Caribbean and Central America and have a good time.
Now, I noticed that last week we talked about sheep's head and small to medium sharks in the pass, and we have not mentioned those yet for this report.
They are getting some sheep's head, but the sharks I haven't heard of in the actual proper pass. But the sheep's head, they're getting them standing right there on the beach there, to guys that are fishing over there by Quarantine Rocks, to fishing the old oil dock, and it's a new fancy pier, private fishing pier.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of BS there. What else? Phosphate dock, obviously, but all around that whole area closer to the shoreline, they've been getting the sheep's head. You know what's funny is in all my years, I've never seen very many, like, fishable sheep's head at the broken down pier out front.
No. And I talk to people about that all the time when I show them Boca Grande Pass. And
yeah.
I say, you know what, there's redfish that hang out here sometimes, out, and sometimes you'll get schools of bait that hang out here, and it'll bring the jacks, the mackerel, the ladyfish, all that stuff. But the number of bottom fish that actually hang out here is small.
Yeah.
You know? Even the mangrove snapper, you don't see too many of those hanging out there.
Nope, nothing. It's weird.
I don't get it. It's like it's some kind of toxic concrete or something.
Something. Definitely unusual.
All right, now you mentioned that we're catching sheep's head from the beach. So I'll put that here in the next spot, which is walking the Gulf beaches from Sanibel to Venice.
Okay.
Sheep's head from the beach in Boca Grande Pass. Anywhere else? Anybody getting any, like, in Stump Pass?
Not in Stump Pass with the sheep's head, but the Stump Pass and Caspersons Beach, they're catching whiting, some jacks. A guy caught a shark that was unidentifiable from his picture, about 3-footer at Stump Pass. Pompano at Caspersons. What else? That's about it that I can think of. They are catching a couple of redfish out there at Boca Pass, too. A couple of, on the upper end of the slot, redfish. that were caught there this past week. But other than that, that's about it. I think it was just too cold for too many people to fish from the beach to give some good reports.
I get that. Bunch of sissies is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay. And beach snook?
Haven't heard of any. I'm sure they're still there, but just haven't heard of any.
All right. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Got nothing. Nothing at all.
The north end of Pine Island Sound.
A lot of redfish underneath the bushes. And there has been a couple of schools down in that area around Cabbage Key and down towards Captiva Rocks. And they're not the big giant schools, but they're like 10 to 30 fish.
Cabbage Key?
Cabbage Key down to Quarantine Rocks.
Not on Quarantine Rocks,
Captiva Rocks.
Okay. Are they around Cabbage Key all the way, or are they just on the west side of it?
He was very vague.
Okay. He's probably over there by the north banks.
Wouldn't surprise me. But he was very vague about it.
Okay. So, trout down here too?
Yeah. They're getting the trout in 3 feet to 10 feet of water in a lot of those deeper potholes. Along with a few Spanish. And, of course, lizard fish and puffer fish.
Yeah.
They're... guess if you want to eat squab, you could go out there and give it a shot. The teeny tinies have like...
they're squablets is what they are.
Yeah.
It's like squab nuggets.
It's like chicken nuggets, right? Yeah. Little tiny guys. I wouldn't deal with it.
Yeah, even with those, I'd wait for them to grow up.
Yeah.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Some ladyfish and Spanish mackerel. And he also caught... two sharks? I think he said two different sharks over there.
Small ones?
Yeah. There's been a lot of really horrible pictures of sharks lately.
I've noticed.
These guys are coming in. Can you tell me what this is?
And it's just like a gray patch in the water.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
The one was like that, but the other one was actually shaking his head, so it's like the thing was just a gray blur.
Well, I can tell you this is probably a shark. But
is that a pelican that you snagged? What is that?
About as far as we can go.
Yeah. Nope. No idea. Yeah, some pretty terrible pictures.
Oh, boy. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Snook and redfish.
Two Pines. Under the bushes?
Yeah.
A handful of trout on the open flats?
Definitely. But okay. There's also been a few pompano down there, too.
I am just copying last week's report, because That's exactly the things you said.
The pompano, too?
Yes.
Okay.
It was all the same.
Guess there was a netter down there that
well, just
put out a seine net.
There we go. Okay. A seine net.
Yep. That's what they said.
Per pompano?
He put out a seine net and went running around there. And he said there's been pompano. But they do it. But normally they're doing it with gill nets.
Well, yeah, but if you're doing it during the daytime, you better be running a seine net.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely illegal to run those gill nets out there, so
right. They
do that in the dark of the night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The guy said it was a seine net that he was putting out there.
On a moonless evening.
Yes.
Eastside Keys, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor.
To be honest with you, the only thing I've gotten over there from people is trout. They're getting trout right there out in front on top of the bar and inside Pirate Harbor. And then a little bit just to the north of Pirate Harbor, but that's all I've heard about is trout.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Some jacks. A couple of redfish being caught up in there. A couple of extremely small snook. And a few small mangrove snapper. Little teeny tiny snapper.
Okay. And those jacks, they're jack crevels, yes?
Yes, sir.
Not Amberjacks?
No, Jack Crevel.
All right, I'm just making sure, because we're now in the season where we start to hear about the Amberjack reports here in the Upper Harbor.
Exactly.
I thought I might give you the opportunity to explain.
No, I figured you had that covered.
So your Amberjacks are all offshore species. Those of you who are on the Fish and Frank's Fishing Club Facebook page, I posted earlier this morning an ID guide that will help you understand which amberjack you're looking at, whether it's a greater, a lesser, a banded rudderfish, or what's the fourth one? Almaco jack. So those things get confused a lot. A lot of people confuse baby greater amberjacks for lesser amberjacks, which are actually a pretty uncommon fish around here because lesser AJs usually live in deep water. And by deep, I don't mean 100 feet. I mean 300 to 1,000 feet of water. So we don't see too many lessers around here. It's possible, but nah. But if you're in the harbor, you didn't catch an amberjack. Even if he's amber-colored, he's not an amberjack. He's a Jack Crevel. Yes. Or he might be a horse-eye jack, or he could be a blue runner.
Not a blue trevally?
A what?
No blue trevally?
No.
No.
No. Although, if you catch a Jack Crevel over 15 pounds, I think you should be allowed to call it a Florida trevally.
You should be able to. Absolutely.
Because there really is no difference between a trevally and a Jack Crevel other than the name we call it by.
Right.
So.
Nope.
But yeah, no amberjacks in the harbor.
No.
Sorry.
Could there be a lost one? Absolutely.
Well, of course.
The chances of it happening? Slim to none.
It was that guy who caught that keeper red grouper in the PGI canals a few years ago.
Right.
You know, it's just...
I think that was thrown out of somebody's live well.
More than likely.
That's what I think.
Moving to Ponce de Leon Park.
I got nothing there.
No reports. PGI canals.
I heard there was a fish cop there the other day, though, checking people.
Well, good. Of course, if nobody's catching anything, then he was probably bored.
They probably had snapper in their buckets or something, and I'm sure he had fun with somebody.
The PGI canals.
A lot of snooks showing up in there. People are talking about all the snooks showing up on their lights.
Of various sizes?
Yeah. Seeing some bigger fish, but nobody's catching any bigger fish, just mostly small fish being caught. Actually, I take that back. I don't know if Pegleg caught that in there the other day with his customer, but she caught I think it was either 38 or 40 inches.
I think it was 40.
Was a good fish.
It was a big fish.
Let's see, what else? Some black drum cruising around. A couple people have hooked them. Mangrove snapper of assorted sizes, mostly on the smaller size. What else? Yeah, that's pretty much about it. Few sightings of juvenile tarpon, but haven't even heard of anyone like, oh my gosh, they're all over the place.
The Gilchrist Pier.
Hey, you know what? I got nothing.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
A couple Spanish mackerel were caught off of there, and some short mangrove snapper. The guy was trying for sheep's head and had no luck.
No... sheep's head. Was it clear enough to be able to see the bottom?
It probably is, but you know how many people don't pay attention to that?
Well, I ask because when it does get clear enough to see the bottom, it becomes a lot easier to see whether there's sheep's head down there.
Right. But you know how many people don't pay attention
to that? I know. I'm just telling people who are listening that if you happen to be going out there and you wonder if there's sheep's head, look over the side real quick and see if you can see the bottom. Because if you can see the bottom, you'll be able to see the sheep's head.
Yeah. Should be getting into that time of year where it's clear enough.
And if you can't see the bottom, then you could make yourself one of those water periscopes where you can look down into the water, and then you will be able to see the bottom.
Yeah.
They're not even that hard to make.
No.
We used to make them out of a
5 gallon
paper.
Bucket.
No, you get a paper towel tube and a saran wrap.
Yeah.
That's the kid version of it, but you could make a much more sophisticated version with some kind of a hard plastic lens and a PVC tube. That would work remarkably well. You just have to make sure that it's more or less watertight.
Right. That's always the fun part.
But it's funny how people will spend so much to get a better fish finder and yet won't spend the 10 minutes and $3 that it takes to put together something that would let them actually look down into the water. The 20-foot holes.
A couple of Spanish mackerel. a few jacks. And then there was that school of fish that those customers were talking about yesterday that were down somewhere close to the bottom 20-foot hole, closer to Cape Hayes area.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most of those were Spanish and jacks also.
I think so. I don't know what else to make of that.
Yeah.
The bait fish reports.
There's been some at the mark or two, but most of it has all been down towards Pirate Harbor and Jug Creek and Devilfish. They've also been getting a fair amount of pinfish down in that area too. And I got to teach Carl how to look at the difference between a pigfish and a grunt.
So. Okay. You going to teach him the difference between a pinfish and a sea bream while you're at it?
No. Not worth it.
Okay.
The pigfish is for a different reason. They want to try to breed those.
Oh, I see. Need some brood stock.
And what he brought me the other day was grunts. And I just glanced at them and thought they looked a little funny. But then when I called him and said they were here, he showed up and he's like, oh, yeah, those grunts. I'm like, oh,
the
hey, they are.
Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, irrigation facilities, and whatever else might be holding a little bit of freshwater.
Bass or troughs. Bass are hitting on shiners mostly. They're picking up a little bit on the lizards and the worms, but shiners, it's still doing the main thing. And then there's been a lot of crappie fishermen with that cold weather last week. So they're buying a lot of minnows.
And are they catching a lot of fish?
The one guy came back and upped his ante 2 extra dozen the next day. So he still said they weren't biting, but he got 6 dozen instead of 4 dozen. So for him, I'd say yes. For all the other guys, no. After this next cold snap, I think that's going to be the one that really turns them on.
Do you guarantee that?
Nope. I will never, ever guarantee anything about a fish.
Just asking. Because you know somebody's going to say, but you said.
No, I heard you say. Yes, yes, you did. But nope.
Did he say, I guarantee? If he didn't say that, then.
Right.
No warranty expressed or implied. The tarpon reports.
Let's see. Booker Grand Pass. That's literally it.
What would you do to try to catch them?
Me personally, shrimp would be my very first choice. My second choice would be our pinfish because they swim really kind of erratic and funky. So it makes them a little bit more stand out. But then I'd also be willing to try a squirrel fish or a lizard fish.
A lizard fish.
Yeah, I'll absolutely try a lizard fish on those.
Heresy.
Uh-huh. Hey, snook eat them. And I have no doubt in my mind that tarpon eat them.
Okay.
But shrimp will definitely be my number one choice.
Okay, I'm going to put your name next to that. Shrimp would be Robert's top choice.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. We've run out of spots again.
Really?
Oh, well, until we do this again next week.
I guess so.
So, do you have any final words of wisdom you'd like to tack onto this? I know sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Always like to give you the shot.
Not really, other than we got this cold front coming. I think this one is going to be the one that's going to really keep that water temperature down, hold it down, because it's supposed to get pretty sporty with the wind. So I think we're going to see a lot of sand exposed to cool that bottom down. So I think this will be the one that kind of helps maintain our water temperature at a little lower level.
This will be the one, huh?
I think so.
And did you happen to notice what the moon was doing?
It's a new moon in a couple days.
So there you go.
Yeah. About
shoot,
that.
Shoot your cold front full moon thing.
No, I've always said usually the strongest one is on the full moon, but we usually get a secondary one on a new moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I think you're changing it as it goes along, but that's fine.
That's okay. I'm allowed to
that's
do
good
that.
Enough. I'm happy with it.
I'm allowed to do that.
All right. So are you saying that this report is now considered complete?
I'd say it's now considered finished.
All right. Then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.